friends, we can't put expectations on them. Like, there's going to be so many times that you're going to leave a friend's house and be like, was I weird? Was I there enough for them? Did I give them enough good advice?
Yeah.
And most of all, the most important thing about a friendship is not even to give great advice. It's really just to be witnessed.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where Evans Craddock is my co-host.
Yes.
And she's sitting across from me in a lovely dress today.
Blue dress.
A blue dress. And she says it's like wearing nothing at all.
Yeah.
So
send nudes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Send nudes. If you didn't listen last week, I'm seeing a lot of stories where people are quoting to send nudes. So if you're wondering what that is, don't question it any longer. You can go and listen to that episode. Mm-hmm. But Questionably Awesome is episodes where we answer your questions. Mm-hmm. And you might find yourself wondering if it's awesome or not, because this is definitely for people who have a sense of humor. So yeah. If you don't, we highly suggest that you tune out.
Yes.
But if you do,
tune
for
in.
You. Tune in Tokyo.
Stick around.
If you've ever seen Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Okay, so I caught you off guard this morning.
You did.
While you were walking up to the house.
I was walking up to your house and you were standing on your balcony on the second floor.
In a bathrobe.
Like Juliet or some kind
of I really
cool.
wanted to read you a poem, but I didn't have a poetry book in my hand.
It was great.
You guys, it was the weirdest. I was just, to be honest with you, I was airing this room out because it smelled a little weird.
Well, it smells glorious now.
It does, because I decided to air it out. So, but yeah, you were on your phone. What were you doing?
I was
you
on
looked
my
frantic.
Phone. I looked so frantic. I could feel the frantic. I was looking for a quote.
And I was like, hey, Fran, tick.
Yeah. Calm down. That was weird. Hey, Fran.
You were looking for a quote.
I was looking for a quote. And then I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? And then you made me laugh and you reminded me,
you know,
to chill out.
Disrupt the flow. And it's what I have to do every single day. Like yesterday I got into like a, I was fine. And then I went down the anxiety spiral. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I don't go for a walk, I feel it. It actually comes on like a monster takes over my body. It's as if all of a sudden, like a Cookie Monster suit is getting like, it's just coming onto my body. Like how Iron Man gets dressed. Like it just like comes in pieces.
Yes.
Like zaps to your body. And all of a sudden I'm a different human being. And I'm like,
I feel that
I'm angry for no reason. Chris comes down the stairs and I'm just like mad at him for no reason.
I do that
like,
too.
What did I do? I'm like, you just are you. You're the only human in the present. Yeah. How does that happen for you?
I do the same thing. It's like little, I start one thought, trickles into another thought. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's 10 years later. And I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, you get into that place where like, it's 10 years from now and what have I done? And doobity.
Oh yeah. We totally underestimate what's possible to be done though in a year's time because days feel so slow. Like as I'm doing stuff, as even like Evans and I are doing something super fun right now, even as we're doing stuff, I'm like, no, it's not actually slow. It's actually moving in the way that it's supposed to be moving because things are going on in the background. Right. So anyway, super, super amazing day today is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
What has been going on with you like for the past week? You're in wedding plans. You're
in work mode,
summer mode. Tell me everything.
I feel very overwhelmed, but in a good way.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Like last night when I went to yoga, because I have to go to yoga.
Yeah.
And I had to remind myself, I'm here in yoga right now. I'm here in yoga right now. I kept saying that because you know when you try to plan out other things.
Yeah. What were you trying to plan?
Just thinking about our wedding and some things I need to tie up. And I was like, is this person a doba-dubba-deep-dub? That's the language.
You have a couple thorns in your side.
Got a couple thorns. I'm ready to pull them out.
Oh, I know all about that. And just to put a little bow on turning into a monster, I just want to say that's where the pattern interrupt comes. If I don't go for a walk and like shed that, I get crazy. So where is something in your life that you could pattern interrupt it when you feel it coming on? And what is it going to be? Because for me, it's the default of that walk. Whenever I can, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out and move. Can you get out and move at your job? Like, are you able to be like, I got to go for a walk?
I can a little bit. Yes.
That's so important. Like to get up important. And move from the environment that is making you freaking nuts.
Yes.
Even if it's like to go to, I don't suggest the snack machine, but maybe you could go to the snack machine and just look at what you would eat.
Yeah.
If you had money with you. Sometimes I walk past snack machines. I'm like, I'm not actually going to go over there, but this is, I'm super aware of what I would get if I was going to.
If I could eat one of these snacks.
Right. I was like, if I was like a snack machine person, I would get that and that and that. And you know, I would get the red vines.
I would get some F2, some D2. What would
you, exactly. Exactly. You, when you know the numbers, but you don't eat them, that's when you know, like you might be close to a crisis.
And now snack machines are very high tech. Have you seen the latest like Coke machines?
No.
Where was I? Somewhere in the mall and I saw a Coke machine. I got a water out of it. It has these cool little like, the way they move things now, it's very high tech. So
do you get a massage as well?
Yeah, you get it all.
You get a massage with your Coke. You can add some cherry to it. It's not like old school where you had to move your cup around. Do you remember what that was called?
Coffee ones?
Where if you wanted, so we would do soda, but we would do like, I'd do a little Coke, some Sprite, some 7-Up, some.
Yes.
That was, so.
Was it called a suicide?
Yes. I was just going to say that was called suicide. So my dad was always just like, did you get a suicide? Because he got it when he was little too.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know it. You know it, Dad. I'm not going to not take everything. If it's opportunities in front of me, I'm going to get all the cola.
The flavors.
Rah! I tell you about that. It reminds me because I would do that at the buffet every Sunday.
Just put it all on there.
We'd go to church and then we'd go to Bonanza. That was the name of the buffet place. And at Bonanza, they had, you know, cola of whatever sorts that you wanted. But it was also a buffet and eating was our favorite thing to do as a family.
Right.
So there was pudding there. There was chocolate and vanilla pudding all the time. And you know what mousse looks like? So there was also like chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
So my sister came back to the table one day and like there was no holds barred on our food. Like no one ever judged. It was ridiculous. So she came back with a full plate of like vanilla mousse. And I looked at her and I was like, there's not vanilla mousse up there. And she's like, yes, there is. It's so good. I go taste that. She filled her plate with whipped butter.
No, which is also delicious.
It is. But I was like, you now have whipped butter for the whole joint. So you need to not waste that and go around and ask everyone if they want butter for their potatoes. She didn't.
A whole plate of whipped butter.
Yeah. I was like, that's not vanilla.
She was probably feeling so good too. Like, look what I just
got. Oh yeah. She was like, score. Cause she wasn't a huge chocolate fan like I was. So anyway, you got a quote?
Oh yeah. Speaking of
vanilla mousse.
Just filling up your plate.
Life is like vanilla mousse.
It really is. You just throw it on there.
Pray for a win.
This is kind of like a manifesto, I think.
Let's do it.
It says, I am willing and I am ready and I am available to be to more good than I have ever experienced, realized, imagined, or manifested before. It's Michael Beckwith.
Oh,
it's a good little thing to repeat to yourself.
Could you say that again? It's so good.
I am willing and I am ready and I am available to more good than I have ever experienced, realized, imagined, or manifested before.
That just opened all my chakras.
Isn't that good? My chakras feel very open.
Like I pictured a mouse on every chakra and they were like eating all the words. Like, nom, 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 nom. Wow. I just consumed that one, locked it into my spine.
You did?
In my sacral.
In your sacral?
Yep. That chakra is full. All right. So that was so good though, because I am so open to that.
Yeah.
Like I think you were saying this, like the why not me? because yeah. I'm reading so many stories right now about just business wins and mm-hmm. people who have started different things. And it's like starting anything else. It's like starting a watercolor painting.
Yeah.
Like you just begin with the first step, which is usually filling in the number one. Yeah. It's like put red on the number ones and you're like, is this it? Is this really going to turn into a beautiful portrait like it says?
Is
it really going to be a magical unicorn like this picture shows me on the right? And you just have to trust and you fill in mm-hmm. each number and that's it.
That's a good metaphor for life, Lori.
You know, I really hope that people write a book about it. Because that is some wisdom that needs to go on shelves for the next 1,000 years.
You're on fire this morning.
You know, I don't feel that way, but I think it started with the balcony and seeing you for the first time. Oh, you guys, if you have a balcony, get out there.
Yeah, stand up.
Get out there. Stand up for yourself. So I have a terrible quote. I didn't do enough research. But okay, this is by Lucius Annius Seneca.
Oh.
I said that completely wrong. So if you were in history, that's not how you say that name at all, is it? Because I'm pretty sure it's always quoted as Seneca.
Yeah, we'll go with Seneca.
You know what? We're going to go with L.A. Seneca.
Yeah.
Someone on here just turned me off. Okay. One of the most beautiful qualities of true friendship is to understand and be understood.
Now that's very nice. It's true.
Do you know why that's true and nice?
Why?
It's because... Hold on. It's coming. It is because, like, friends, we can't put expectations on them. Like, there's going to be so many times that you're going to leave a friend's house and be like, was I weird? Was I there enough for them? Did I give them enough good advice?
Yeah.
And most of all, the most important thing about a friendship is not even to give great advice. It's really just to be witnessed, like, to understand and to sit there and be like, you know, Evans, I got nothing for you, but I'm going to sit here with you.
Yeah.
And would you like a beverage while we do it?
Right.
And that crackers.
That is so true.
So if you're ever feeling down, we can go on the balcony with crackers and some wine. And you're going to be like, help.
Help
and I'm going to be like, I can't.
Yeah, but I'm here.
Yeah, but I'm here and I'm going to sit in the shit with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. So
that's a perfect example of being an amazing friend.
Talking about friendship.
Oh,
do we have
a
review of the week with a good friend? I don't know. I made that up, but we do have more questions on friendship because we got good ones last week
have more questions on friendship.
Yeah.
Should I start with questions?
No, let's do our review.
Okay.
Do we have one?
Yeah.
Actually, do we need to start with a question? Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll start with a question.
Let's do that.
So our question, there are some really good questions. Okay.
It's called flying by the seat of your pantalones.
It's called flying by the seat of your pants. Oh, speaking of questions.
Yeah.
This is from @aplacetoshare. Ooh. What if you have a friend who never asks you a question?
Oh, this is good. Okay. So here's what we're going to say about this, because I had lots of these friends who did not ask me questions.
Right.
And I would literally sit in my bowl of like feel bad for myself soup that I would make every day. Mm-hmm. And it's by Campbell's. It's in a little packet. It's really quick and easy because I was used to making it.
You just add hot water.
That's all I would do. I would just add my thoughts to it. And I'd be like, I'm sitting in the stew again.
Yeah.
And so I realized that number one, I thought I was attracting these people. So I was like, I'm just attracting these people who don't ever ask me a question. And then I realized that I would look at the interaction. So I would go back to every interaction that I was having where I was really pissed about it. And I would realize that they normally would ask me, or I would skip over it and right away go into almost like coach mode because I got my value from coaching people or helping them.
Yeah.
When I say coaching, I just really mean helping them or wanting to be able to like, what's going on in your world? Okay, how can we help? Oh my God, have you ever thought of this or that or this or that? Because mm-hmm. I did not feel valuable without feeling like I could add value to people's life, not realizing that you're valuable even if you just sit there and listen. In fact, I think that's even more valuable, to be honest, because sometimes when we just hold space for people or listen It allows them to actually figure out the problem on their own. Like, of course we can guide them. Of course we can share different things that have happened to us. But because I was always jumping from the hello straight into like, how can I help you? It wasn't leaving any room for them to even ask me how I was. And if they did ask me, the rare times that they would, I'd be like, I'm fine. How are you? Oh, I'm great. And I wouldn't want to talk about it because I wouldn't want to be vulnerable because I'd been hurt in the past, or I was kind of over talking about my problem. You guys, talking about your problems or where you're really at is actually, it takes work. It takes effort because it means you have to feel emotions. It means you have to look at your stuff. It means you have to share, and potentially you could be sharing and they could use it against you. Mm-hmm. And so that was the mode that I was in, instead of like, whatever, it doesn't matter because I'm willing to invest in this relationship, whether or not it pans out. That is, you know, that it, honestly, when you invest in a friendship, you don't know if it's going to work. I hate to tell you. So some people who are like, I've been hurt before and I want to be friends again. Okay, well, then you're never going to have another friend because you're not willing to take the risk. It's just like dating. Like, they'd be like, I've been dumped before. I've been cheated on. I don't ever want to date another person in my life. Well, you're going to be alone. So start collecting those kitties now. So...
Start collecting.
Start. If you see a stray cat on the road, you better put that in your house because you're not willing to take the risk.
You gotta take risks.
Maybe dogs are your thing. Maybe ferrets. Maybe puppies.
Those little troll dolls.
Troll dolls. I start collecting. You know, collect daily. Do you like the troll dolls?
I used to love those things.
Are they still a love?
I don't have any anymore.
Okay. I was just wondering. You know, look, that sounded judgmental on my end. There would have been 10 seconds of judgment. Then it would have been back to my quote where it would have been like, look, a friend just understands. I'm not going to show you my wall of Mickey Mouse ears. I'm just kidding. I do not have that. I'm not a collector.
You're
it's
not
very
a collector.
Bizarre. No, it's almost weird how I don't collect things. Like Chris is like, don't you have any emotional tie to anything? And I'm like, actually, not really.
I love to people. I think it's great. Yeah.
I know where that came from, though. I think it came from like losing your home twice and being like, wow, if you're attached to things, like you're not going to be a happy camper because that thing might be gone. Mm-hmm. So I like to attach, I don't know, to people, Evans.
Oh, human.
You better not ever leave me. Just
hey,
kidding.
Home is where the heart is.
It really is. Hey, that's beautiful.
That's a movie.
Did you make that up?
No, it's a movie with Ashley Judd.
You know, my God, when they were country singers, you don't even understand. They're my
Judd.
Winona Judd. I have a funny story about her. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Did you meet her?
Oh, yeah.
You did not.
Oh, I was drunk. Yep. It was fantastic. And so met her at Casa Del Mar.
No.
Yep. I had had a probably, I was sitting there with Chris and we had had a bottle of champagne and it was the most amazing sunset and evening. And here comes Winona Judd, who I listened to her album growing up over and over and over.
My mom loved it.
Women peak at 40, men at 19. Remember laughing my head off when I read that in a magazine. I was 20 at the time. Now I'm staring 40 right in the face. So I sang that to her.
And what'd she say?
I was like, I listened to your album growing up. I love you. She just like laughed and was like, this is amazing.
Of course she did. Because she's Winona.
She was in her glory.
Did she have red hair?
Oh, yeah.
Was it long?
Big, long, gorgeous. Her makeup was flawless.
Oh,
she was like an angel that floated in. And I was like, you don't even understand. And Chris was like, what are you doing? I go, you don't even understand. I know every word to this album.
That should have been one of your quotes today. Winona Judd lyric.
Oh, she's just, I don't even know. Winona Judd changes your life. More like a head type, a subtype of a headline.
So everyone should go listen to that album.
So guys, I'm sweating. Back to the questions.
Me too. Okay. Next question is
Thanks for bringing that memory back. That was a great embarrassing one that I like to remind myself to not drink bottles of champagne on your own.
Hey, but good for you for saying something to her.
She loved it, actually.
You were brave.
She was like so flattered.
Yeah.
As she might not have been at all.
She was.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to go with.
So this one is from at Amanda I. Barkley. I feel as though all of my friendships are superficial. Is it me or them?
Well, Evans, what do you think about this?
I think that Amanda knows the answer. And if you feel like something is true, it's probably true. Now, whether or not that I'm guessing it's not Amanda. I don't know. I've never met her.
She's so, here's my take on it. And it's probably wrong. Just kidding. It's probably right. Just kidding. That was great. Oh man, I wish I had that. I'm working on that kind of confidence right now.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the dilly.
Tell us the dilly.
We're going straight for the heart. All right. So it's both. It's both Amanda and the friends because you are not doing what you need to do in order to get to the next level of friendship. It doesn't just happen. You don't just hang out. Yeah. Some amazing moments aren't just created unless they're intentional. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, even if you invite them over to your house and you have wine, not intentional enough. You need to use your words. It's really crazy. So you have to learn a new language in order to get to the next level. There is surface level language and there is next level language. Yeah. And then there's deep level language. And then there's deep level intention and surroundings and creating that for yourself. So it's just like, it's literally like any relationship in any marriage. So if I want to go to the next level with my friends, mm-hmm. I need to start knowing things about them that are hard questions to ask. So it's creating an environment where you want to go to the next level with your friends. And saying that might sound really weird to them. So you might need to find a way to be like, hey guys, I'd love to do this thing where we, you know, maybe we sit around and we put questions in a bowl and we can get to know each other like on a deeper level. Does that sound fun to you?
Yeah.
So you're like, I can start with the questions or we can all sit and write one or two questions, put them in a bowl. You can sit around and drink wine if you want or kombucha or feed each other grapes, whatever feels right for you. And so that's a way to break through the surface level, but you're never going to get there unless you create something like that. Or you go and you write down a list of 10 questions that would help you get to the next level. Like I write this in my book, literally.
I was just going to say, it's in your book.
Oh my God, this is all in the book. So if you want to learn how to do that, pick up the book and you can read how to get to the next level. So if these are people who are not willing to go there, because believe me, some people are like, you are weird as F right now.
So true.
Like I just am not into this. Then you decide to break up with your surface level friends or just kind of stop texting them, hanging out with them, and start looking for a new group of friends who would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just going to say all in my book if you need to go there because I can't explain 278 pages right now.
Yeah. And you have those great prompt questions.
Yeah. And it's only $11 on Amazon. Yeah. Just saying.
It's just, you can even get it on Audible.
Yeah. Even cheaper.
Yeah.
So there. You got another cue?
Oh, yeah. I got all kinds of cues.
Excuse me. Okay. That was gross.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. This is from @your.authentic.expansion.
Oh, I like
it too. How to help your friends without coming across as self-righteous? Mm. I like that question.
Well, the first thing is take off your Greek robe and your golden sash, because that is weird when you come in coaching
down.
Like that. Because that's bizarre. Put on an outfit that reflects and matches them. Mirror them. All right. So getting into that, how do you help your friends without coming across self-righteous? Honestly, you were not put on the planet just to be the helper of your friends. This goes back to the question of like, the beginning question of like, why don't my friends ask me questions?
Yeah.
You're not in a friendship to be their coach. You are there to listen. You can give the advice that you know, but you can also let them figure it out. So a lot of times we're like, my friend isn't getting it, or they're not, because they have to go on their own journey and their own path. What if your friend was always telling you their advice, even though you knew you had to experience it for yourself? You can't rob someone of their rock bottom. You can't rob someone of their breakthrough, and you cannot rob someone of their journey, and you cannot fix someone. So a friend is someone who's willing to walk by your side through it as long as you're kind of helping them or guiding them like, hey, do you want to find a solution to this? And then you can kind of ask them questions, but you can't be the person who's like, okay, I know what you should do. And, you know, thinking that you're going to be self-righteous by always trying to guide them or show them that, like, honestly, just sit with them in it.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to change or come through on the other side, that's when a whole other step needs to be taken. But for now, like, I don't think it's self-righteous to be like, hey, how, you know, what would feel like a great solution for you? What are the best case scenarios to this? And they're like, well, there is no best case scenario. Be like, what's the best worst case scenario and how can I help you through it? So I don't think that's self-righteous at all. I think that's called a wine buddy.
Yeah. I think it's called a great friend.
I don't know.
I feel like your friend will give you cues too. Cause sometimes I feel like, especially women, we love to just let things out. We just want to say it out loud and have someone hear it. We don't necessarily need a solution right then. But then sometimes your friend will might be like, what do you think?
Yep.
What do you think I should do? Or they'll give you a cue that you can jump right in with advice or not.
That is so true. We always just want to speak and let things out. Yes. And a lot of times we don't even need it to land. Like, but picture if you had horrible gas and you had to just hold it in.
It hurts.
It hurts. And you don't need advice around what to do with the gas, or you don't need to be told even what it smells like.
No.
You just need to let it out and have someone be a witness.
Well, every single episode, I think we've talked about gas. I really do.
Gas is an everyday part of life.
It really is. And you do need to keep it moving.
You know, don't clog that up.
My question is, when you take a gas X, where does the gas go? I don't understand where it goes.
I have always wondered that. But if you watch the commercial, there is a beaker that they... Do you know the one I'm talking about? They fill it with foam and they squirt like the Gas X water onto it. And the beaker foam like disappears.
So it just absorbs?
I don't know. It's almost as if it seeps through your skin.
And then you're just radiating gas.
You're just a green cloud. No, I don't know where it goes. I don't understand if it...
I don't understand.
So maybe you get rid of the gas that's in there. Like there is residual gas, but you have to... Like maybe it goes straight for the broccoli and it puts like a cloud around it. And it stops it.
If anyone knows...
I would like to know. Actually, please don't clog the inbox with this answer. All right, Evans, I think that you have to get your show on the road. Did we get a review at all?
Oh, yeah. Keep talking for a second about gas.
So I'll talk about something else. Let's see. They're like, please don't. Please no more. All right. So as far as friendships go, I think the most beautiful thing that you can do is just see if you have an expectation on your friendship that perhaps is stopping you from enjoying the person for the role that they're meant to play. I'm writing about this right now. Yes, I wrote about it in the book, but thinking of somebody who maybe is in your life that you are trying to put in another category that they don't belong in. So maybe you have a friend who is a workout friend and you're trying to put them in your spiritual friend category. Like, why won't she go here with me? Or why won't she do this? Or, oh my God, I love her, but she's, you know, I'm vegan and she's not. Or whatever. Like we get hung up on the craziest things when really it's about collecting people. It's understanding that friends can be put in different categories. You can have your workout friend and that's where they can remain. We talk about this a lot, but I don't think people are really getting it. So I think it's like you can have your high school friends or your friends from fifth grade and know that you're only going to be talking about the past. Like, and that's great too, because I have people who are like, I have this group of friends, but we're only talking about the past. How do I get them to come here? Well, maybe they're not meant to. Maybe that's just the friends you reminisce with and you go back to old times and you talk about stupid crap with.
Yeah.
And enjoy it for that. And then you move on to the friends that you talk about Seneca, you know?
Yeah. You're going to have those Seneca conversations somebody.
You're going to have your Seneca friends.
Yeah.
Like, those are my Seneca friends. We only discuss really deep
Seneca
stuff.
Quotes.
Seneca quotes. Did you find one?
Yeah.
Did I buy some time?
Oh, yeah. It's really cute. This is from Diggity Bop, which is why this is a great review.
You know that's a safe one to read.
Don't miss this podcast. Lori, you're my freaking hero. Every single podcast blows me away with some light bulb blast of inspiration. I always feel more grounded and focused after listening, and that's huge. I feel like you're the cool friend who's always real and tells you the deep truth in a way that makes so much sense. Thank you for sharing your light and providing us with this priceless content.
What was it? Diggity Bop?
Diggity Bop!
Diggity Bop just... Diggity Bop must own like a fun Band-Aid company, because I feel like she could put fun Band-Aids on anyone's wounds and you'd be like, yeah,
I've got Diggity Bop
Band-Aids all over. I don't have cuts. Feels amazing.
Yeah.
She's special.
Or she is.
I think it's a she.
But I like what she says about the friend. You're like the cool friend who's always real and tells you the deep truth in a way that makes sense.
Diggity bop, you just made our day. And if you would send an email to customerservice@loriharder.com, we want to send you something super special.
That was really nice.
I love it.
Me too.
All right, Evans, any quick wisdom?
I'd say for quick wisdom, you know, just listen.
Ooh, that's actually—
is that good?
So deep. It really is. Like,
listen,
honestly,
to your heart.
Listen to your heart, because it's calling for you.
It's true.
It is. There's nothing else you can do.
Nope.
So listen to your heart.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right, guys. We are sending you so many rainbows from our heart.
Rainbow
hearts.
We're
shooting them out. And until next time, be questionably awesome wherever you go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.